It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A recent poll finds 80% of Texans want the government to play a major role in the healthcare system and reverse the state's decision to refuse a Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. The Texas News Connection's Mark Richardson reports.
According to recent polling by the Episcopal Health Foundation, at least 8 of 10 Texans want the government to play a significant role in a functioning healthcare system. Brian Sasser with the Episcopal Health Foundation says in a recent poll, Texans prioritized healthcare issues second only to increased spending on public education.
The majority of Texans believe that state government has a role in making sure the healthcare system works, lowering the price of prescription drugs, lowering healthcare costs, and increasing access to health insurance are kind of recurring themes with what the health priorities for the legislature should be.
Sasser says more than half of the Texans polled believe lawmakers should increase access to health insurance, work to lower the overall cost of health care, increase funding for mental health programs, and reduce the number of women who die from childbirth. A majority say Texas is not doing enough to provide low-income adults with access to health care, specifically calling for the state to expand access to Medicaid. Mark Richardson reporting.
Moving on to the Tuesday Health Watch, communities have been seeing outbreaks of measles due to parents who refuse to get their children vaccinated. When adults contract measles, the danger is much more serious. KERA's Sam Baker spoke with Trish Pearl, chief of the Infectious Disease Division at UT Southwestern Medical Center, about the risk.
The complication rate is much higher. Pneumonia is an example. You can get what we call encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain. So there are complications of measles, and we see those more commonly in adults.
The current recommendation for vaccinations is what, two doses, one between 12 and 15 months, and a second dose at 4 to 6 years of age. Is it time maybe to rethink that?
The measles vaccine is a vaccine for three diseases. It's rubella, which is German measles, mm-hmm. measles, and then mumps. The immunogenicity, if you will, of the vaccine is much higher than mumps. Some of the outbreaks that we're currently seeing related to mumps, it does appear that your immune response decreases with age, and you may need a third dose for that particular virus.
Which then brings up the question, who needs a booster?
Well, certainly in outbreaks right now of mumps, we are now recommending a third dose. Right now, the CDC is sort of considering whether or not they're going to adjust the current recommendations, mm-hmm. but that has not been done at this point. Other people who may need additional doses are people who have been improperly vaccinated. If you've gotten the timing of the vaccine incorrectly, you got your first dose before you were 12 months of age.
That makes a difference.
Absolutely. Because if you're younger, for some reason, the immune response is not as robust and does not persist as long.
If you don't live in an area where there is an outbreak, is it wise to get a booster shot?
You know, I think that if you're at all concerned with whether or not you got your appropriate doses or whatever, it's a great opportunity to talk to your provider. Because it may not just be for measles, it may be some of the other vaccines where you do need boosters that you can sort of update yourself. I think we, as a public health community, are becoming increasingly concerned about not really targeting adult immunization. And so we really want adults to understand that, first of all, they need to protect themselves from these diseases, but it's also important that we protect those that we are around us.
So are you concerned by the number of people who are seeking exemptions from vaccination?
I am. I think people forget how devastating these diseases were. And immunization, along with water purification, have been the two things, and perhaps antibiotics, that have absolutely led to the increase in life expectancy in the world. I mean, these are remarkable achievements, and people don't understand how devastating these diseases can be.
Do you need or should you get a vaccination for measles if you're planning to travel out of the country?
So it depends on a lot of things. If you've had your two shots, you don't need it. If you were born before 1957, we assume that you are immune to the disease, you've been exposed to it, so you don't need it. Mm-hmm. So it really depends depends on your age, how many vaccinations you've had, et cetera, before you can make a blanket recommendation. But in general, when you're traveling, we absolutely do recommend you review your vaccinations with a provider because you want to make sure they're up to date before you go out of the country. That being said, I really want everyone to review their vaccinations now to make sure that they're up to date. I think that's really important.
Dr. Trish Pearl, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.